Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi everyone, Sainmain here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Cam, and here's what he has to say. Hello Sainmain, what do you think about official college reunions organized by a university's alumni organization? I received my invitation for my first ever reunion slated for a date in the summer, and have been debating whether or not to attend. The reasons to attend would be to see old acquaintances, and to present the improved version of myself, since my days as a poor student. Thus, attending the reunion would be an opportunity to show off my increased sexual marketplace value and to observe human nature. It might be interesting to see which people maintained or improved themselves, or those that declined, if at all. There's also the point that it might actually be a good networking exercise in the sense of obtaining contacts of people with whom I may be able to partner with on a business venture in the future, especially as I deleted my social media accounts years ago. Conversely, the reasons not to attend might be that the networking opportunity would be overrated. Even if I exchange phone numbers or emails with some people, nothing may come of it in terms of the partnering on meaningful projects and ventures. Furthermore, there may be some dangers in showing off my new sexual marketplace value. It could attract jealousy for some, especially females, who could find ways to create problems by trying to get together with me. Or they might try and undermine one's self-confidence by critiquing one's chosen career path and accomplishments, or lack thereof. It might indeed be fun. There are no doubt some risks associated with such an event, and one of the things I've learned from female behavior is the value of being proactive or going on the offensive to attack a point first before it can be used against you. While I've already booked an Airbnb whose total post-tax cost is for half the pre-tax cost of a one night at the suggested reunion hotel, perhaps it'd be better to spend that money on traveling someplace else, someplace interesting for reasons other than exams and studying, or perhaps even spend it on a professional to avoid the inevitable siren song to simp and peacock simply to get some P for my C. After all, returning to campus could trigger feelings of post-traumatic thought disorder. Overall, I doubt I'd miss very much if I abstained from the reunion. Please share your thoughts on this lengthy, girthy cock-benefit analysis. Thank you. Well, Cam, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I found it funny you thinking that just because you got better looking that women from your past are now going to treat you better. They'll still see you the way they did back in the day and pretty much treat you the same way. There's that cheesy line that states, you never get a second chance to make a first impression. That's wisdom from an ancient Head & Shoulders TV commercial. That first impression is important even if it was over 15 years ago now. Once a creep in their eyes, always a creep. If you're still in that phase of your rent-pilling journey, where it's fun to observe human behavior, then that would be a good experience. But for me, I don't hear words anymore. When women speak, all I hear is the desired outcome or emotion that they want in others. When someone tries to shame me in various ways, all I hear is the word shame in my head. If someone is gaslighting me, that's all I hear. All of those complex words and sentence structures have become nothing more than a representation of people's motives. If a client calls me to chit-chat, then she's trying to use me as an emotional tampon. I look at 99% of interactions with people as being all about what I can do for them. Cam, you want to show your increased sexual marketplace value so that you receive validation from women that are also at the reunion for the exact same thing. Maybe they want to show off their husband, career, kids, whatever, so they can make the other women there with less feel insecure. Of course, no woman that does Lonely Fans would reveal that fact at a college reunion. But you know that some of the women that graduated with you probably did that. But seriously, you're fishing for compliments if you go, and so are they. I'll get to more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Moneyline Investments. This is a
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Premier Sports Service. If you're interested in making sustainable remote income instead of women stealing your income, then this service is for you. It has a proven track record of getting its clients an average of $1,600 a month with only a $100 investment. The more you invest, the more you make. If you want to make money daily, sign up with MoneylineInvestments.com and use my promo code SANDMAN for 15% off your first subscription. If you sign up for the monthly package, you get a 100% money-back guarantee if you don't profit from their three-step system. What are you waiting for? Sign up at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to I'm tired of female nature and hate interacting with them in real-life clown world show. Cam, the idea that you could find people to team up with for your future projects and businesses is not a bad one, and probably the only reason that I'd go and do something like that. All of you have the same educational background, so it makes sense to use it as a networking exercise. But as you said, nothing might come from it. But is that different from most networking events, where you get leads that go nowhere? In this case, you have a similar background and shared history, and you also have nostalgia as a selling point. In the end, though, I think the reunion is going to be nothing more than an exercise in nostalgia. That's what I think reunions are all about. Trying to get a clear picture of the past so you can reminisce about the good old times and bring back memories of faces that you've actually forgotten. I'm glad that neither my high school nor college had reunions, because I would have been tempted to go and would have felt bad not understanding why people's perceptions of me hadn't changed, even though I clearly have. As for going and having the red pill slip from your mouth, that certainly is tempting. And I've actually done that before, and the women hearing it weren't too happy with it. But the guys they were with that heard it didn't really know what was going on, and most thought that the women were overreacting. But they eventually did take women's side because they wanted to get laid again. I didn't mean for red pills to come out, but sometimes they just do when you get frustrated in social situations. I also know that when the red pills do come out, that's probably the last time you're ever going to speak with that woman and her man ever again. She's not going to risk him coming in contact with that sort of information ever again. And he won't risk having you around because he risks not getting laid. To me, this reunion sounds like a cash grab for those that are organizing it. There's a good chance they get a cut from the money that the hotel brings in. Maybe someone out there listening might decide he wants to create a reunion for his classmates and bring everyone together and charge admission for a dinner, and maybe even the hotel. That way he gets credit for organizing the event, and that's all anyone will talk about when it comes to him. He'll get paid to watch all of his old classmates waste their money on nostalgia. Maybe I could set up a high school reunion and invite all my old classmates through social media or something, and get a cut from the action. But I wouldn't want to get all the attention, and would probably use someone I know from high school to front the whole thing for me. I know that out of all the people in my high school and college classes, I've had the greatest impact in the world, by inspiring the creation of huge chunks of the manosphere, and helping it become a household item. The funny thing is I can't tell any of them this because I'd have to deal with yet more hatred. I've already dealt with my fair share while younger because I refused to conform to cultural and social norms, and I've always pointed out the hypocrisy. I've lived authentically and been punished for it, which is why when I hear people talking about living an authentic life, they don't usually mean it. They just say they mean it to convince themselves that all the lies they tell themselves are really the truth. Living like no one's watching, in reality, takes a lot of courage. It takes courage to fail in the public spotlight too. So Cam, maybe the courage is something you're lacking. Either the courage to face people that treated you poorly in the past, and now you want to rub the new and improved you in their face. Or the courage to just travel to the place that you want to go to. You do realize that a lot of people there are going to talk about their kids and careers, and if a woman talks to you, she's just going to use the conversation as an excuse to treat you like an emotional tampon. I don't know what else I can say on this topic. As for women graduating and then doing lonely fans, it's an interesting meme. They've got interest payments to make on their education, and they're 22 when they graduate, and are at the peak of their sexual marketplace value, with only another 3 to 4 years tops to take their looks and exploit simps for cash and prizes. So many of them are doing it now, and we can see the Pareto distribution in effect, where the majority of them only make $100 to $200 a month, while a tiny majority makes six figures a month. It only works if they're the creme de la couche. Otherwise, they risk ruining their futures because they will forever be nude photos and videos of them online. What's this world coming to when a woman can't strip and make six figures anymore? What happened to traditional values like women working at strip clubs after college to pay for their student loans? What happened to good old-fashioned gold digging and getting married in early to mid-20s and squeezing some simp's son out for security? Now that's nostalgia that I could get into. But you know, the same thing is going to happen in 20 years when women get nostalgic about lonely fans and how it used to be amazing making enough money each month to buy McDonald's meals And now they can't because AI creates virtual women that no woman could ever live up to. But by then, you know that probably half the population will be unemployed and living on government handouts at that rate. Maybe with all the men checking out of the job market because they can't find wives, there's a conspiracy created to get men to stop working before those jobs disappear. You know the old line, you can't fire me because I quit. Little do they know that the powers that be are using phones to create a dysfunctional dating market, and men check out long before they are choked out through technological obsolescence. But again, that's another topic for another day. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Cam for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that your old high school crush will want you to smash her at the reunion, but only because she's planning on making a false allegation. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the nostalgia for dimly lit strip clubs with watered-down drinks away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.